And she still didn't say anything for a few minutes. And I said, well, I want your opinion. Do you think I can do it? She said, well, if you say you done prayed about it, I guess it's all right. And then later on, I heard her talking to somebody. She said, I was scared to death every time she went somewhere. And later on, I asked her, why was she afraid? She said, well, because I just knew them white folk didn't want you to win. And she then I said, the white folks, she said, and I know some and most of them blacks didn't want you to win. And I'm like, all righty then. But that was a moment because I couldn't understand why she was afraid for me. And I guess maybe it went back to the times when the Ku Klux Klan ran by the house and stuff. It might have brought back some of those memories because I can't even remember those days. But I don't know. I just was always bound and determined I was going to make a difference wherever. And I guess that's what happened. But Deacon's favorite was with me running for city council was he wanted to see me sit in the big chair. He always wanted me to be in the big chair. So we had a forum one night, and I was in the big chair. And I told him, get that Kodak moment, because that's about the only time you're going to see me in the big chair. So that's my story.
Oh, no. We're going to put you in the big chair.
Yeah, I thought that was just too cute. Yeah, I want to see you up there in that big chair. I want to come up to city council meeting and see you sitting there. So I told him, get his camera out, because here I am. This is it. So now he doesn't bug me about me running for city council, which is good.
Right now, just laying in wait.
Nah, it's somebody coming along. But I really don't. I didn't see me running the last time. Mm-hmm. Well, when I ran, I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't really make up my mind to maybe in May. Mm-hmm. And the guy that was councilman before had called me back in January. He said, well, Gail, I said, I don't want to run. And people have been trying to get me to run for a long time. Mm-hmm. Nope, I was not running. But this time, I had such a peace. And I told him I knew it had to be God. Because nothing bothered me, and I know I didn't know all the stuff, you know, political stuff and all the hoopla that goes with stuff for city council, but I can say every time I went to a forum, I was at peace with whatever questions they had before me, and I didn't even have to think about it, and in fact, one girl told me, because she was from the New Roswell. And of course she had been to college and stuff, and so I need to be prim and proper. And she said, now Gail, you make sure you have your speech out and you take notes. And I said, girl, I said, I can't do notes. That's not me. I have to do it off my head. She said, but you can't be up there looking like anything, and you're going to represent us, and we want you to represent us well. This was not going to see the in the big chair. Well, that day I had such a high because some man that I didn't even know had brought me a very nice donation. He had heard about me and what I was trying to do in my community. He came from Sandy Spring, a business. And so I was just on a natural high. And as they say, what could nobody touch me? Because that one little spark, you know, had just really helped me. Mm-hmm. And she said, again, you make sure you take your notes. So I went to the hairdresser and stuff, and I was sitting there taking notes. Didn't want to, but I said, I'm going to satisfy her. I'm going to take some notes. I go sit in the big chair, and they start asking questions. I could not read my notes. I had left my glasses in my purse with my mom. So therefore, I still had to wing it. And she said, Gail, she said, I have to say, girl, you were so well prepared. She said,